This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You want to do baseball nuggets?
Yeah, baseball nugget me.
All right. After that 8-minute break, guys.
God, Mike.
Just time it out. This is probably where I like.
I know how long the breaks are.
Let's put in 17 commercials. All right. So let's get serious here. You know, we're putting a load back on. Let's talk about the Rangers. And let's talk about their projected lineup. Every team's projected lineup. Now, for 2025 opening day. If this was my show, we would just go over all 30 teams for 4 hours today.
Oh my gosh. Oh,
yeah. Aren't you glad I'm leaving? Now, let's talk about the Rangers lineup because I found this interesting as I'm scrolling down. Should have had this ready. As I looked at the White Sox, I knew three players in their lineup. I need to study them a lot more.
Hey, Mike, why didn't you have it ready? Do you think it's because we were jamming to some music in the break?
We were doing the Why Don't We Get Drunk and Screw song from Jimmy Buffett. It's a good song. It's a relaxing
song. And we sang
song.
It.
It's like all of his songs are pretty surface level, though, right?
Yeah. And guess what? Enjoy it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nobody needed to have.
I don't have to have some deep
Jacques
experience.
Cousteau write a song for you as you're diving deep, right? You're talking about a deep
into
dive,
your emotions,
right? Jacques Cousteau, he would go deep.
I get
diving.
It.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, lineup. This is from MLB.com. Semien, Seager, Lankford, 1-2-3, Garcia, Peterson, Young, 4-5-6, Berger, Heim, Carter, 7-8-9. That is a heck of a lineup. Now, there's obviously, if you look at last year's numbers, it's not a heck of a lineup, right?
True.
So there's a lot of like, hey, I think this is going to be a very good lineup. Everybody thought the Rangers were going to have a great lineup last year, and they didn't. Here is my issue, which I don't know how to solve. All right, I'm going to give you a situation in a game for the Texas Rangers with this lineup, and I do think this lineup is pretty spot on. I do think this is what their lineup is going to look like against a right-handed starting pitcher. It's the seventh inning. The Rangers are down by one, or it's a tie game, so you need to score late to try to win this game. Coming up to bat, Seager, Lankford, Garcia, and hopefully Jock Peterson in the seventh inning. There's a tough lefty on the mound. Well, you're going to keep Seager in. Yes, his numbers are worse against lefties. Most lefties' numbers are worse, but his numbers are still solid against lefties. It's just spectacular against righties, solid against lefties. All right, you face him. Let's just say he doesn't get on. Lankford gets on. He's gotten a double. Garcia gets out, and now there's two outs, runner on second base, and the lefty's in. Jock Peterson's up. What do you do, Bruce Bochy? Here's my options. I let Jock, who had, I believe, 32 at-bats last year against lefties. It might have been less than that, but our plate appearances.
Yeah.
So the Diamondbacks, he had his best year in the Diamondbacks, and they pretty much never hit him against lefties. I'm going to assume this. If he hit against lefties, it was like the fifth or sixth inning, and they're like, so what? He's probably going to be an automatic out here, but there's more game to play. I want him coming up later, and I don't believe they have a lefty to put in later in the game. Or we're up. We're okay. I'm going to keep him in the lineup the rest of the game.
32 at a 219 average.
Yeah.
749 OPS.
So your option is, is to keep him in, which the Diamondbacks tried to not have him hit against lefties, and he had a great year last year. So your option is, I bring in, with this lineup, I bring in Leody Taveras, who bats way better against righties than lefties. He's a switch hitter, so he'd be batting righty, but that doesn't sound like a good option for me. My other option is to bring in left-handed hitting Josh Smith. That's my best guy off the bench, but he is a left-handed hitter. And if you were to ask Josh Smith, like they did at FanFest, he'd say, look, I love that my numbers were great against lefties, but I'd always rather bat against a righty than a lefty. Now, there's different situations. Like, I would probably rather hit off of me than Jacob DeGrom, so I will pick the lefty over Jacob DeGrom. But in general, he would rather hit against a righty. Ezekiel Duran, I think he's going to make the team. So that would be your righty option off the bench. But I'm just saying right now, as of today, the last year and a half has not been great at bats from Ezekiel Duran, as he was great in the first half of 2023. Since then, he has struggled. So that's my other option. Or I bring in Higgy, my catcher, off the bench.
Yeah.
Those are my options. Now, the problem is those aren't my favorite options.
Yeah.
What if I have the same situation with Evan Carter in the ninth inning, and let's just say I'm tied. Let's just say there's a runner on second base or third base, trying to get it where you wouldn't just intentionally walk him or something like that. So I'm trying to put a situation in there. Evan Carter's batting against Hader, against the Astros, and the winning run's on third base. Who do I hit for Evan Carter?
Evan Carter.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's where I'm like, I need to trust him. Let's for
just
say it,
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Would you have used Josh Smith for Jock Peterson? Out of the options I gave you off the bench,
I think so.
Who would you have used for Jock Peterson?
I guess Josh Smith. right. But I'm also like, we'll just put swing Jod Peterson. Like, I live with that at the moment.
Let's just say I use Josh Smith just to eliminate a guy off the bench. Do I use Ezekiel Duran to win the game?
You know, it's kind of funny. I almost forget sometimes that he's on this team.
I do like Josh Smith's speed on the bases, too, in place of Jock Peterson in that situation, if I get him on base.
But you might have to pinch run for Jock Peterson, too.
Yeah, so Josh Smith.
This is where I'm going with this. It says here, the Rangers outfield spots are up for grabs, specifically center field between Leody Taveras and Carter. And I totally get that. I think they want Carter to win that job.
Yes.
As long as he's healthy, Carter wins that job. But I'm looking at Leody, and I think Leody is a major league player, without a doubt, right? He was a starting center fielder on a world championship team. I just am struggling when I look at this to make sense of Jock Peterson and Evan Carter in my everyday lineup, and when they bring in lefty pitchers to make the game tough on those two guys, who do I bring in to replace them? Leody doesn't make sense to replace him. He's a switch hitter, but he's not.
I don't have a good answer.
I should
have
had his stats pulled up, but his stats from the left side are way better than when he bats righty. So I'm still struggling with how Leody makes a lot of sense with these two guys. If I have those three guys on the team, it doesn't make sense for Leody to be the replacement for him. It makes sense to have a righty who can hit against lefties to be the replacement for those two guys.
Yeah, and that is how they built it this offseason. Like, as they were looking at it, they were like, we can afford this and this. I do wonder, Mike, as you're saying this right now, you're I don't know how many times you're going to run into this in the regular season. It might be 30. You know, it might be 30 times in the regular season. But people are going to try and force it in the postseason. Like, they're going to try and force you into a situation like that. I can only trust that Chris Young is going to look at it the way you're looking at it and go, one of these pieces I got to move so I can get a right-handed bat that I can use.
Yeah, and maybe that'll happen during the season. Yeah. And I get Lankford and Garcia batting third and fourth. I guess Peterson batting fifth, this does make sense from Kennedy. Why do I keep saying it wrong?
Kennedy Landry.
Landry. Is, if I put Peterson batting fourth and Garcia fifth, which I understand that, I get Seager and Peterson closer to each other. And then it goes, if I look at it as a lineup progresses, I could have Carter, righty, Seager, righty, Peterson. Maybe that's not the best in the middle of a game if a lefty comes in for like a two inning relief appearance. So this way, I do have Simeon in between Carter and Seager, but that's only one person. So I keep two righties in between Seager and Peterson. So it makes it a little bit more difficult to keep in that lefty. If it's a leadoff, if Seager's leading off the inning, and this is his first inning, he has to face three hitters. Remember that rule. But if he faced, I don't know, let's just say Carter to lead off the inning, and the inning gets a little bit long, I guess I can bring in a righty to face, let's say, Lankford or Garcia. But if they extend the inning, and now I got Peterson hitting against a righty.
Do you think they'll switch it up that differently during the season based on the starter?
I do think this lineup could. Well, Peterson, I don't think is going to start against lefties, and I don't think Evan Carter is going to start a lot against lefties.
Interesting.
But that being said, here's your hope as a manager. This is my lineup, and I never change it all year.
Yes.
Because that means everybody's doing their job. I remember when I first came onto the Fan and the Rangers were struggling the first game. It might have been Matt Moore who pitched for Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
And maybe, I can't remember, but maybe Michael Young had a tough two games. And it's like, well, why don't we just drop him in the lineup to seventh or eighth? And I'm like, dude, this was the best lineup in baseball for 162 games. You don't look at one playoff game and then tell your guys, all right, we're changing up the whole lineup. Like, if you're an average offense and you make the playoffs, that's okay. You've probably fiddle-farted around with the lineup for a while during the season. So the guys are used to, I'm sometimes the two-hole hitter, I'm sometimes a seven-hole hitter. That's how this season has gone for us to get to this point. But if you were Ron Washington in 2011, you're like, this lineup has carried me to the playoffs in this exact order. We don't mess around with it. So the hope is you never have to mess around with your lineup. But if you do, if all of a sudden Carter gets hot and you're like, hey, let's play off this thing, let's move him up to fourth right now. He deserves it. Or Simeon needs a day off. Maybe Lankford leads off.
Yeah.
And so if you start doing different things like that, it's easier to adjust the lineup or change the lineup as the season progresses. But your hope is that your lineup is so great, you never touch your lineup.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.